The second measure of the sixth line introduces the dot after a note as a concept. A dot after a note increases its time value by 1/2. Therefore, a dotted quarter note will get a beat and a half. That second measure will be counted and played as followed. 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. And 1, 2, and 3, 4. And so as you can see, the dot after a note means it gets a beat and a half. It would be strummed down, up, down, up, etc. Let's try that. 1 on an E chord. 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. The next measure is the opposite. It's an eighth to a dotted quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. The next line has it where the dotted quarter is the first beat and the last part of the measure. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. The next one has an eighth note to a quarter to an eighth pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up. Then we get to combinations of quarter and half notes. And again, we'll do G chord now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, 2, 3, 4. Now 2/4 to 1/2. First line, first measure of the last line. Do this on a C chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now on an A minor, the second measure. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The last measure on that page has a half note to 4/8 notes. Let's do that on a G chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, 2, up, down, down, 2, down, up, down. That ends this page. The timing should be practiced till it's absolutely perfect. This is the most important part of your playing, is getting the timing correct. So spend a lot of time on it.